This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Anjum Malik. She is one of the founding members of FlyersRights.org. An early Christmas gift from the Department of Transportation last week. Anjum, why don't you tell us all about it?
Perfect. What the Department of Transportation did on the morning of December 21st was that they, through their rulemaking process, have passed passenger protections, including requiring the airlines to deplane passengers after 3 hours of an extended tarmac delay. Of course, only if it's safe and feasible for the airlines to do so operationally. So that's what has happened, and we are very, very excited about it. And now, of course, we want to support and help expedite the Boxer Snow Bill so that this gets codified into law and airline passengers get more rights, which we will be fighting for, including surcharges, baggage, and issues of that nature.
Okay, well, when I have a look at the text of the rule, there seem to be a lot of outs for the airlines. It seems like it's up to the airlines to decide when it's possible to actually release passengers after the 3 hours. How does that get reconciled?
That is very interesting, and you are absolutely right. We are going to be working with the DOT because we also have marked that there is a lot of out in the language. And since it's so quick and the holidays happened after that, we have not had a chance to talk to them, which we intend to do very soon, and, you know, and really see what the DOT has in place to make sure that these are enforced.
Okay, but there are some fairly specific parts of the rule which, even if passengers aren't released, it sounds like the airlines have to at least look after them while they're on board.
Right. That's absolutely true, to make sure that they have food and water and operational bathrooms. But if we have moved on to other issues, surcharges, baggage legislation. In fact, Kate and I have just returned from D.C. We were there week before last, talking to various senators that are even considering doing a floor amendment and adding baggage to the existing box of snow legislation.
Okay, so the DOT rule, is that a victory for FlyersRights.org?
Oh, it's a huge victory. It's a big victory. We didn't even think it was going to happen. We were there meeting the top folks at the DOT just 2 weeks ago, and in that meeting we could never have guessed that this will happen. So this was a very, very pleasant surprise that they decided to do it themselves, because the airlines were fighting this, you know, every which way they could.
Okay, so what's the next step?
The next step is to support the Boxer Snow legislation, to help expedite it, and to make sure that it gets codified into law so the airlines don't, you know, think of suing the DOT or whatever, you know, so that this doesn't happen. And, of course, to get more rights for airline passengers, like I mentioned, the surcharges and as well as the baggage issues.
Okay, well, what about the airline's contention that if they have to turn back to the gates, that's just going to result in more flight cancellations and ultimately more passenger inconvenience?
We seriously doubt it. I don't know why they are saying this when all over the world, whether it's the Middle East, whether it's Europe, India, Canada, the rule is an hour and a half, you know, so even 3 hours is excessive. And we do understand that right now, the passengers will most probably experience problems. There will be some difficulty, but over the long term, we are convinced that this is not going to be a problem. In, you know, 3 hours really is a long time for them to figure out if the plane is not going to take off for a couple of hours, and they know up front, then it's better for the crew to get some sleep, for the passengers to be at a place where they can get food and water and bathrooms and move around. So I just don't know why the airlines are fighting this so hard, but they are, as we all know.
Okay, well, we'll be watching it with interest as it develops over the coming months and years, and we appreciate your time today, Anjan. Russ Niles reporting for AFWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.